live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framan Eye, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
That's right, boys and girls. You got the Gregster this afternoon sitting in for DJ Phone here on Q&A. Glad to have you along for our Monday program. We've got a great show ahead for you. And so sit back and enjoy our broadcast this afternoon. Our guests today, we are going to have Georgie Mendez and Brigham Curran from Granite Creek Health and Rehab. That's a facility here in Prescott. We'll find out what they do. It's a high-tech but good old-fashioned hands-on therapeutic program at Granite Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center. We'll find out more about the Granite Creek facility right here with Georgie and Brigham. Also today, the Prescott Center for the Arts. We are going to be talking about their Stage 2 production, which will be held November 9th through the 11th. And that is Under Milkwood is the name. It is a 1954 radio play written by Dylan Thomas. And we'll talk about that and how you can get tickets and learn more about the production of Under the Milkwood on Stage 2 at the Prescott Center for the Arts. We'll also take a look at some of the other fine programs that they have scheduled coming up. They're always busy over there at the PCA. Not only do they have multiple stages, they have an art gallery and a thrift shop. And of course, with Christmas being here, they've got all kinds of great Christmas specials coming up. We'll talk about that as well. So you keep it right here on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And hello to those of you who are listening live online at kqna.com. We're going to take a break and we will be right back with today's show.
For 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Joe Vachica, candidate for Prescott City Council. I believe it's time to work towards making Prescott a thriving community, one in which our graduates and professionals can raise their families and grow here. I have a vision for Prescott's future where strategic development balances our water and economic resources. I'm for the people of Prescott. When you receive your ballot around October 16th, vote for me, Joe Vachica, for Prescott City Council. I'm Joe Vachica, and I approve this message. Please remember to mail in your ballot with a vote for Joe Vachica.
Paid for by Joe Vachica for Prescott Council.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Well, thank you very much for joining us here on Q&A. Gregory Scott sitting in today for DJ Phone, which is always fun to get out of my studio and mess up somebody else's studio. You know, leave coffee rings on the desk and things like that. But we are going to have a great show here today. First up, we are going to be talking about a production that is happening at the Prescott Center for the Arts on their Stage 2, November 9th through the 11th. We have Under Milkwood. We have a couple of the members of the cast that are with us. Now, this, I told the audience in the intro that this is based on a radio play written by Dylan Thomas back in 1954. So tell us about Under Milkwood.
He describes it as a play for voices. And basically, it's his take on small town life. He lived in a small Welsh village for quite some time with his family and obviously observed quite a lot.
And you two are both members of the cast. Lane, let's talk to you. What is your role in this production?
I have the roles that previously were assigned to Anthony Hopkins and Richard Burton, which is to say, I have a lot of words to say. And my getting my voice through the next 4 days, that's going to be the challenge.
You got to pace yourself.
Thomas was, of course, the best-known Welsh poet, mm-hmm. and is known for Child's Christmas in Wales. Probably his best-known couplet is, "Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light." In other words, do not give in to death. Mm-hmm. Rage against death. Anyway, that's what he's known for. But he wrote this radio play, and it is not frequently performed, and it's a very curious play. As Sylvia said, it's called Under Milkwood, and Milkwood refers to the forest, the grove, the groves around.
Right.
But it's subtitled A Play for Voices. So it's intended to be a radio play. It's intended to be, as we're doing it, reader's theater. There aren't costume changes, there aren't sets, you don't have to memorize your part because you're going to read it.
Wow.
It's reader's theater.
That is interesting.
And it's the perfect play for readers. Reader's theater is done regularly, but rarely do you get a play that was actually written for Reader's Theater.
Yeah, this was actually radio. Converted. It was started in radio and then converted to the stage.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Even a film version as well.
Yes.
Well.
Sometimes things don't translate?
No, sometimes things don't translate too well, but you can understand them wanting to because the language is just gorgeous.
That's what I was, reading some of the things about here. It's a play for voices, but it's what they say, the words that and the way they're put together.
The basic instruction in experiencing this play as an audience member is: do not expect a plot. Do not expect character development.
Lane, as the narrator, mm-hmm. introduces us to the town by way of their dreams. It starts in the middle of the night, and we hear what everybody is dreaming. And as they wake up, as the day starts, we already know the characters. Mm-hmm. And we go through the day, and then into the night again, and the play ends.
It's like a day in the life.
A day in the life.
Well, I thought about that. It really reminds me of, say, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, the Solzhenitsyn work, or Ulysses, for that matter. I mean, Ulysses is one day in the life of Leopold Bloom. This is one day in the life of a small Welsh village. And the thing to attend to is not the expectation of plot, but rather the enjoyment of language,
right,
the rhythm and sound of words.
And getting to know these people. These are quite some characters. There's a lot of humor. It can get a little bawdy. and the characters are very, very rich. And you get to know these people.
Yeah. So I guess it would be pointless to ask you what it's about, because it's about what it's about.
It's about living in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Dylan Thomas's satire of typical Welsh fishing village life.
There's a husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Pugh. She's horrible, and he always fantasizes about killing her, and the whole town's rooting for him. There's the lady who runs, I'm telling you about my characters. There's the lady who runs a rooming house who really would prefer not to rent out the rooms because they might get them dirty.
She does not want to rent her out of rooms because, I mean, for heaven's sake, people might sleep on her sheets.
Yeah.
People might walk on her carpets, I mean.
There is a passionate love affair going on between two people who live in the town but never see each other.
They live on opposite ends of the town.
That's on the other side of the tracks, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm getting here is you play multiple characters.
We all, except for Lane, we all do.
Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the character list, it looks like it would take a cast of 25 people to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
So, costume changes. Is there a set?
We all sit in a chair with a music stand in front of us that has our script, and we're all in black. So you're encouraged to close your eyes and listen to the voices.
Wow, like listening to a live radio show being done in person.
Exactly.
That actually is a wonderful recommendation. Just relax your eyes. Mm-hmm. Just listen.
Theater of the mind.
Just
let it happen in your head.
And the voice, and the voice of this is a very talented cast. And the voices that they use are wonderful.
Did you have to learn how to affect an accent like a Welsh person?
Funny you should ask.
Yeah.
Everybody in the cast has an accent of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Some are Welsh, some are Scottish, some are Irish, some are English, some are Appalachian. I finally realized that as the narrator, my job is not to have an accent, the kind of accent that the characters have, but rather just to a slight touch of an accent,
mm-hmm,
so that the audience can for sure hear each of the words that I say.
The different accents we employ also help inform the characters.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously, for such a tiny, tiny country, there's a lot of accents, and a lot of Welsh accents. And so
depending on which end of town you live on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well,
and there are some characteristics. Welsh is actually a very strange language to speak. One example. The play is set in the town of Clergob. Now,
I tried to pronounce that earlier and I failed miserably.
Well, I grew up in a Welsh community.
There you go.
So I have it in there. But Cle is the way the Welsh pronounce a double L. So the town is spelled L-L-A-R-E-G-U-B. But if you spell that backwards...
It's something we probably can't say on radio.
Sure we can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we were on the BBC, we might not be able to.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
I think we're good here. The FCC probably won't know the definition.
Yeah. The name of the town is Buggerall. Buggerall spelled backwards. It's a beautiful choice because he gets to coin the scandalous title, but begin it with a characteristically Welsh sound, the double L.
Well,
Clergob.
Like a lot of subtle cleverness in this production.
Very much so. Very entertaining.
So it's going to be played on, well, let's take a break real quick. We're talking with Celia and Lane, who are going to be in the production Under Milkwood that is directed by Parker Anderson. Before we go, tell us what's it like working with Parker. Oh. We were kind of hoping he'd be here today, but obviously he didn't make it. So
Parker has a great love for this play. He really does. And he has a great appreciation for the fact that it is a play for voices and has encouraged us to really develop our characters, develop our voices, and develop our accents. It's been a lot of fun.
So you kind of like, you'd know what the character was going to say even if it wasn't written down for you, maybe.
Exactly.
You get to know the person you're playing.
Yes, and I think the audience will too.
Well, that's outstanding. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Q&A. We're talking about Under Milkwood. It's going to be on the Stage 2 at the Prescott Center for the Arts, and that is November 9th through the 11th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, yes?
Correct.
So
yes.
Each night at 7:30.
Seven.
7 o'clock. All right.
And the matinee on Saturday is at 2.
And matinee on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Now, for folks, if you want to get information on tickets, you can call the PCA at 445-3286. They're online at pca.net. And I believe the admission is a donation.
Yes.
That's correct.
All right, folks, we're going to learn more about this production coming up at the Prescott Center of the Arts Under Milkwood. So you keep it right here on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers.
Hey.
Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right. We love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is John Heine with the City of Prescott. Did you know there are thousands of businesses in Prescott and that each one has made a significant investment in our city? That's why the City of Prescott and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce are joining other organizations to promote Shop Prescott, Start Here. This campaign is designed to remind shoppers to support local brick-and-mortar businesses of all kinds. Look for blue and gold Shop Prescott signs in store windows and on signs throughout and around Prescott. Most importantly, support local brick-and-mortar businesses during the holidays and throughout the year.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Thank you very much, Gregory Scott, sitting in for DJ Phone, who's off for a couple days. I'll be back here again with you tomorrow. We'll tell you about who's on tomorrow's show here in a little while. Right now, we're talking about a production on the Prescott Center for the Arts, Stage 2, and it's going to be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, 7 o'clock productions, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. And if you want more information, you can go online to pca-az.net. And we are talking with a couple members of the cast here with Celia and Elaine. And one of the things, if you're just joining us, that we learned about this production is that it was originally written to be performed on radio. And basically, that's how it's going to be performed today. You're not going to see sets or costumes, but it's a spoken word production. And have you ever been involved in anything like that before?
Yes. Have you done Reader's Theater?
No, this is my first Reader's Theater. And I'm really enjoying being able to play with the words, being able to play with the voices, being able to, it's challenging to actually come up, be a person without any physicality. So I think it makes you concentrate even more on how you sound.
Yes. The only way the audience is going to recognize you is by the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've done maybe three Reader's Theaters before. The thing I like about it is that it is not necessary to memorize your material. It's sat right in front of you.
It makes
you.
Rehearsal pretty darn easy, huh?
Well, the rehearsals have actually been very intense. I mean, it takes about 3 hours for us to get through just the reading of the play every evening. So, but anyway, there it is. You don't have to attend to sets. You don't have to attend to costumes. You don't have to attend to at a particular emotional range, except that which you can convey just with your voice.
That does make it a much more, actually, sounds like a more difficult challenge.
It is, because when you're an actor, uses their whole body, your movements, your facial expressions. We don't get to use any of that.
Yeah. You noticed that she was just using her hands.
Yes. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, Cecilia was speaking with her hands there just a moment ago.
Yeah, which she's not allowed to do on stage.
No, no, you won't see the handcuffs, I promise.
So, well, let's talk about your experiences in the theater, Lane. First of all, what brought you here to Prescott?
Wow. I'm an old-timer.
Yeah.
I came to Prescott first in 1970.
Wow.
And left in 75 and came back in 84 and left in 89 and came back in 2004. I came here to be a faculty member at Prescott College.
Yes.
The very opening years.
It was like right at the very founding.
Yes, it was the very founding. But it turned out to be a nice place to be, so I left and came back and left and came back.
Yeah, I do that a couple times, too.
my first experience in theater was in high school. I sang the lead in Carousel with my childhood sweetheart as the female lead.
Well, now that's awesome.
It was very sweet.
So did you get the bug then? Have you always been involved in theater?
I actually spent, I don't know how far to go into this, I actually spent 20 years on the road, traveling internationally, speaking to corporate audiences, doing what I called lecture theater. I would present some serious lecture information, but I would also play piano, sing songs, show slides, computer-generated graphics, or read poetry. It was a one-man multimedia performance art piece around some serious lecture topic. I premiered it in 1979. In 1979, nobody's seen anything like it, and now they have. And I spent 20 years nonstop here, there, and everywhere around the world.
You are road traveled.
Amen, brother. And that's another part of the reason that I live in Prescott, Arizona. I ain't going nowhere.
You come off the road now. That's great.
This is as far as I get from home. This is the other end of town from where I live.
Well, how many productions have you been involved with the PCA?
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Four. The most memorable one that comes to mind is was based on Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Thoreau, which was also done as lecture theater.
Mm-hmm.
Or not as lecture theater, excuse me. As Reader's Theater.
What drew you to this production?
I grew up in a Welsh community. Yeah. I really, really wanted to be involved in a Dylan Thomas play.
Well, that's outstanding. Now, Celia, tell us about yourself. Where did you come from?
Well, my story is pretty much the opposite. we have wanted to live in Prescott. We used to come up here for the triathlons, come up and do the triathlons every summer, and absolutely hated having to go back down to Phoenix. And so the very moment that my husband and I were both retired, we sold our house, and here we are, and we're never leaving. My theater was kind of spotty on and off, but I was in one of the earliest rock operas back east. I was Nemesis, Goddess of Righteous Vengeance. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. My most recent, though, was down in Phoenix. I worked tech for the Arizona Jewish Theater Company and for a wonderful small company called In Mix Company, backstage and tech and a little bit on stage, but mostly backstage, and I absolutely adored it. And we moved up here and found PCA and immediately got involved.
How many productions have you been involved with them?
This is my first.
Yeah.
We only moved up here a few months ago.
Well, welcome to Prescott.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Thanks for coming in and sitting in at your hometown radio station. Well, this sounds like a very interesting production. I mean, you know, I've heard of radio plays before, being a radio announcer, but this, the voices is very intriguing, you know. And you mentioned earlier, you could actually sit and watch this with your eyes closed.
Absolutely.
Yes. We will not be offended if your eyes closed.
Nope.
Don't start snoring.
Yeah. No, that's different.
But no, actually, we would appreciate it if people would just sit quietly and with their eyes closed and just listen to us. And I bet if they do that, they will find themselves in the town, in Cattigib.
Yep, making the pictures in your head, deciding what the townspeople look like.
Exactly. We can look like anything you want us to.
That's right. And that's cool because, you know, one person could have an entire different vision of what the town is like. The play affects each person individually.
What a great idea. We should have everybody sketch the characters on their way out.
There you go. That's a great idea, Len.
I love it. What do you think Captain Cat actually looks like?
He's either 5'3" or 6'4", you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The beard or he's bald, you know, it just all depends. So I take it you guys, the way you've spoken about this, you're really enjoying being involved in this production.
It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed the challenge, of course, but getting to say these wonderful words, I mean, that's a real treat.
When this was written back when language was a lot different.
This is actually written in the 1940s. So the English language has changed a little bit, but also we're looking at it, the fact that it's from a man whose first language was not English, and also who was a poet. So anytime, you know, a poet is going to have their own take on words and how to use them.
Even if he's not writing a poem.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, Dylan Thomas's life was itself a poem. Mm-hmm. I mean, he created for himself an image. Which sometimes he lived up to and sometimes he didn't. It was a pretty tough image to live up to. He had, by the way, speaking of a play for voices, Dylan Thomas's voice is probably the best, great, booming, full-chested baritone anybody has ever heard on recording. He's just a brilliant writer, brilliant reader.
There's a documentary that you can find on YouTube. Back in the 80s, George Martin, the producer of the Beatles, decided he was going to produce a recording of Under Milk Wood. And in the introduction to this documentary about this production, you hear Dylan Thomas's voice. So you actually, it's a real treat. It's a real treat.
Outstanding. Yeah. So there you go, folks. The show is Under Milkwood. It's going to be performed on stage 2 at the Prescott Center for the Arts this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 9 through 11, 7 o'clock each night, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. A suggested $5 donation at the door to keep the great work at the PC going on. I'm always amazed about how many things that they can get in a season over there.
This civic theater, this community theater, boggles my mind. Both the number of productions, but also the quality of the productions, but also the magnitude of the productions. Mm-hmm. They do serious work. They take on big stuff.
Very true.
They have the talented people to do it.
Well, let's see what we got coming up. We've got Thanksgiving on the way. They got the Thanksgiving sing-along concert. We've got some Christmas shows coming up, including a Charles Brown Christmas. I'm going to call him Chuck. Of course, we've got the Christmas Carol on the way. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can get the schedule online. PCA-AZ.net is the place to go.
And the recent production of Fiddler on the Roof came as close to just a flat-out professional production of any musical I have ever seen. It was stunningly good.
Well, and we wouldn't have a PCA without the hard people that run it, but then the talented people like you two, who want to perform and entertain. So thanks to you for, putting that work in.
Please come and see us. I promise you will enjoy it. It's a fun, fun play.
All right. Say the name of the town again, Lane.
Clarigan.
Clarigan. The two L's are clear.
It's done with the side of your tongue.
Clarigan. Very nice.
We promise the audience won't have to say it.
Yeah. In fact, each cast member has a slightly different version of it. It's quite hilarious.
That's funny. Well, we thank you so much for taking the time to come in to tell us about the production and Under Milkwood this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Again, information online at pca-az.net. So, Lane and Celia, thank you so much for coming and making our show better today.
Thanks for having me.
And performing a little impromptu radio theater here on the KQ&A show. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Once again, Under Milkwood is coming. Get information online at pca-az.net. Coming up, our next guests, we're going to be learning more about Granite Creek rehabilitation and health care.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Yavapai College presents the Rough Rider Radio Show on KQ&A. Join host Kim Capen each Saturday at 12:30 for in-depth interviews with administrators, faculty members, and students for a behind-the-scenes look at events and happenings at your community college. The Rough Rider Radio Show from Yavapai College, Saturdays at 12:30 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AMCO does total car care too. It's worth repeating, AMCO does total car care too. We built our reputation as the top transmission shop, but we're actually experts at everything about your car. Don't wait till it breaks. Get on a regular maintenance program. We'll even check your engine light for free. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO on Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. We'll make you happy and keep you and your car smiling. I guarantee it. The people who know go to AMCO. AAMCO.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Arizona Coyotes take on the Washington Capitals at 5 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. A Baghdad man has been killed in an ATV crash.
The accident occurred last Thursday morning, just before 11.
Deputies were dispatched to East Park Drive in Baghdad for an apparent fatal all-terrain vehicle collision. The location was on an unpaved portion of the road, about 2.5 miles east of Lindahl Road. Deputies discovered that a male, later identified as 56-year-old Daniel Fern from Baghdad, was deceased.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin describes how the accident happened.
Fern's 2015 Yamaha Sandrail struck several large rocks, causing it to tip on its side, pinning Fern underneath the vehicle. He was not wearing a helmet. The Sandrail was still running when the collision was discovered, and one of those who remained told deputies she had turned the vehicle off and found Fern had no signs of life.
A person told deputies they had seen Fern on the road about an hour before the accident, apparently sleeping in the Sandrail. They had a brief conversation and confirmed Fern was okay. There were no signs of alcoholic beverages or drugs on scene. The Yavapai County Medical Examiner will determine the cause and manner of death. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Watch for delays on Highway 260 near I-17. ADOT crews are installing a temporary traffic signal at Cherry Creek Road near the city of Cottonwood. Work started yesterday and it's expected to run from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. through this Wednesday as crews install the temporary signal and new roadway alignment. No work will take place during daytime hours. Meanwhile, crews will be installing the new junction structure for a new water pump station in the Pioneer Parkway and Willow Creek Road area in Prescott. Large trucks and heavy equipment will be accessing the project site at the corner of North Honeysuckle Road and East Morning Glory Lane. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. today through Thursday, November 16th. The City of Prescott and its contractor, Schofield Civil Construction, are scheduled to complete construction in the winter of next year. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. A slight chance of showers tonight and tomorrow. Temperatures climbing a little bit through the week. Expect an overnight low of 45 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 65 on Wednesday. 47 degrees tonight for Cottonwood in the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 72 and a high on Wednesday of 74. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Furnaces, we all need them, and we all tend to neglect them. Hi, this is Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Don't neglect your furnace this fall. Get your heating system running at peak performance before it gets cold outside. We're offering 30% off regular prices for fall service work and repair discounts through November 30th. We also have furnace efficiency upgrades when you buy a complete system. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Call us at 458-8177, follow us on Facebook, or visit pvhac.com.
What is it like to retire? Hi, this is Liz Schmidt with Las Fuentes Resort Village in beautiful Prescott. Often when couples are transitioning into their independent retirement life and moving from their home into Las Fuentes, we like to know how they feel and what they're thinking about our community. One of my favorite stories is Betty and Joe, who had lived in their own home for so many years. They raised their family, played with their grandchildren, and kept the property up for over 30 years. And after they were settled in, I asked Betty, "So what do you think about living at Las Fuentes Resort Village?" Her reply, "I feel like Cinderella. Every day is filled with activities, sightseeing, so many fun things to do. Now my Prince Charming and I can spend quality time together because our time is our time and we love it." Call me, Liz Schmidt, at Las Fuentes Resort Village, 928-445-9300 for your free tour and lunch. We bet you'll love it too.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Thank you very much. Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone once again on this beautiful Monday. We want to thank Lane and Celia for coming in and talking about the play Under Milkwood at the Prescott Center for the Arts, Stage 2, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night with a Saturday afternoon matinee. Check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And get more information online at pca-az.net. Right now, we are going to learn more about the Granite Creek Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. And joining us, we have the administrator of that facility, Brigham Curran. Brigham, thanks for joining us on KQ&A this afternoon.
Thanks, Gregory. I appreciate you having us.
Well, let's talk about Granite Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center. What is happening there at the facility?
Well, just to kind of give you a kind of a background of who we are and what we do is, Granite Creek is a skilled nursing facility. Skilled meaning we take care of not only long-term care patients like a regular nursing facility would have, but we also have the skilled side, meaning we take care of people that are transitioning out of the hospital and heading home, giving them a little more rehab, a little more strength, a little more recovery before they head home.
Is it a residential facility, I take it?
It is. It is. We have those that are there. Our residents are there. That is their home. Mm-hmm. We also have the people that are there just on the short-term basis, just getting a little extra rehab before they head home.
Well, you talked about the skilled nursing. Why would someone need to come to a skilled nursing facility?
Yeah, perfect. Skilled nursing is usually needed by those that are 65 and older, typically, that have had some reason that has brought them to the hospital, whether that's pneumonia, whether it's a UTI, whether it's a fallen and a broken hip, that's kind of the classic that you get, or whether it's a cardiac, maybe they had surgery, maybe they had a stroke, and before they head home, transitioning from the hospital, they still need a little more strength, they still need a little more physical therapy, they need some medical medicine administration, and they need that 24/7 care
right.
that we can provide to them before they head home to be on their own.
Well, we've got a lot of health and healthcare centers that target the large elderly community that we have here in Prescott. Well, what makes Granite Creek different from the other facilities in town?
Yeah, there are a few other facilities that do exactly what we do. What kind of makes us different is there's many things. First of all, we have 7-day-a-week admissions. We can take people, whether it's coming out of the hospital on a weekday or on the weekend, we can bring them in any day of the week. We have a full-time wound care nurse that is on staff that can handle all those wound needs that our residents that they come to us with. We have a psychologist, Dr. Gelber, that is in our facility every week to meet with our residents to address the mental health aspect of it. Transportation. We are able to help with transportation to and from appointments, whether that's dialysis, whether it's their doctor follow-up appointments. We are able to help them do that. And then insurances. We pretty much take every insurance right. that there is out there.
So a full service facility.
Exactly. Full service.
I got your mission statement here. We got off the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Working together to create a sense of community. Our dedicated and compassionate staff will strive to exceed your expectations and make a difference in the lives of those we serve by providing exceptional care and service and remembering in bold letters, you are the reason we are here.
Exactly.
So that lays it right out there.
It does. And that's why you're coming. That's why residents are coming to us. They're coming to us for our nursing care. Mm-hmm. And our employees, our nurses, our CNAs, our staff are really the ones that make the difference and are really the ones that make our facility so great. They provide the care needed that everyone is looking for. People come. They may not remember exactly what the facility looked like. They may not remember what people said, but they will always remember the way that you make them feel. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really pride ourselves on is our customer service to make sure that they feel safe, they feel comfortable, and know that they're going to get cared for.
No, that they're not in some medical facility. Some of them are at home.
This is home. Yes, many times if you have a loved one, whether it's a family member, whether it's a neighbor, gets to the point where they just need 24/7 nursing care. Mm-hmm. They need more attention than you can provide, then that's what our facility is for, that we can provide them that care. And we are we become their home,
right,
and we become their family, and to provide those services for them.
Well, let's talk about people who don't necessarily live there but have to stay in the facility. You mentioned people transitioning from being in the hospital, trying to get back home. How does that process work, and what's like the typical average stay?
Yeah, kind of your average stay, you're looking at is about 14 to 17 days, about 2 weeks.
Right.
Those are people that really, like I said, our job is to get those patients home as soon as possible. Our job is to bring them in, strengthen them, whether it's, like I said, with physical therapy, whether it's with daily wound care, or whether they need IV antibiotics on a routine basis. Our job is to get them back up on their feet, give them the strength and stability they need so they can transition home, so it's a safe discharge, so they don't return back to the hospital.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like the mechanic. You don't want to have to go back.
Yeah, and that's our job, is just to make sure that they don't have to go back right away, that it is a safe place.
We're talking with Brigham Curran. He's the administrator at the Granite Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center. Let's give everybody a little physical description of where you're located.
Yeah, we are located at 1045 Scott Drive, so just off of Roo Street on Scott Drive. We're located just up on the hill next to Las Fuentes Resort. We are just minutes away from YRMC Hospital, and that's really who we cater to, are those patients coming out of the east and west campuses of YRMC.
Well, let's talk about the physical campus. Recreation areas and outdoor seating areas and dining.
We do.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, our facility they consider 128 bed facility.
Mm-hmm.
We have four different halls of the facility. We also have a therapy gym, and that's really where the majority of the activity takes place. We have a dining room where our residents can go eat, and we also have many activities that would take place there. We have music therapy and music on a regular basis that happens. We have outdoor patios for our residents to spend quality time with their families, get outside. We are just across the street from the park over at Las Fuentes. And we really have our facility. It's beautiful. It's located up on the hill. It's just a beautiful location.
Yeah, I got a picture of it right here. Of course, I'm on the radio, so I can't show you, audience. Sorry, but it does look lovely. How about field trips, out off-campus activities?
We do. We provide, like I said, most of the time on our skilled stay, there's a reason why they're there. They need nursing care 24/7. But on our long-term side, we're able to do more activities. Typically, we like to bring more activities in.
Right, makes more sense.
Music, yeah, we bring in a lot of music. We bring in therapy dogs. We do a lot of those things. We also do excursions out, going shopping, and going whether that's to the grocery store or whether it's going out to eat or something like that.
Brigham Curran is our guest here today. He is the administrator of the Granite Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center. How long have you been in that position?
I've been there just over a year and a half, and it's the facility is a facility that was recently taken over about 2 years ago, was purchased, and so now it's under new management, and the changes that have really taken place are remarkable. Our staff just really, the feedback we are getting is that things have really changed.
Mm-hmm.
We are a 4-star rated facility. That's rated by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid. And they rate every facility based upon their outcomes. They do a survey every year. And so it shows that we truly have not only the staffing to take care of, but we have the clinical resources to take care of our patients.
Well, as the administrator, you sound pretty proud of your staff.
Extremely proud. Like I said,
I can hear it in your voice.
That's why people come. They don't come because of it's a beautiful facility up on the hill.
Right.
They don't come
for the outdoor seating area. No.
For the outdoor seating. No, they come there for the nursing care, and that's really what they're going to get. We have phenomenal registered nurses there 24/7, as well as our CNAs that are really going to be hands-on with them and get to know them, and many come back and visit because they miss seeing their nurses.
Well, and it's better for healing. when you know that the staff cares about you as much as they do.
It truly is. And that's what people, there's so much negativity going on in their life and uncertainty when they come to our facility. Mm-hmm. We want to be that positive ray of light to help them transition to, whether it's a new transition, a new way of life. We have a full-time social services director that will help them to make that transition, give them the resources they need out in the community, and provide them a successful opportunity to enter back into the community.
Well, outstanding work being done. It's the Granite Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center. If people want to get more information online, where do they need to go?
They go to GraniteCreekRehab.com or give us a call, it's 928-778-9603, or just stop by and take a tour. We'd love to have you by to take a tour. If that question comes up, if you know you're going to be headed to the hospital or a loved one's going to be headed to the hospital, come by and take a tour and see so that you know what options you have out there.
That's right. We can talk about it, but when you see it with your own eyes, then that'll certainly help you make a decision. Well, Brigham, we appreciate you coming in and telling us about Granite Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center. And we know that you're probably a busy man over there, so thanks for taking the time to come tell our audience all about it.
You bet. Thank you, Gregory.
All right, folks, you keep it right where you've got it. AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We'll take a quick break, and we'll put a bow on this show and then get you on to Talk of the Town on KQ&A.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeldt, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Yavapai County Contractors Association presents 60 Seconds of Interest.
Fall is in the air. Winter's just around the corner. Now is the time to ensure your home is ready before Old Man Winter arrives. Get your furnace checked out by a local heating contractor, or you could find yourself under layers of blankets to stay warm. Change that furnace filter now, and then change monthly through the heating season. Here's a winter tip. Reverse the direction of your ceiling fans. We all use fans in the summer, but remember, they help you stay warm in winter. Reversing the direction will send warm air down and not up. There's nothing like the glow of a fire to warm a winter evening. Before you light that first log, make sure your fireplace and chimney are clean and critter-free. Now's the time to have your chimney inspected before the snow flies. Need help? Call YCCA 778-0040.
This has been YCCA's 60 Seconds of Interest. You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Oh, I had great fun here today, sitting in for DJ on Q&A, and we'll have me once again on tomorrow's show, and then your regular host, your esteemed host, DJ Phone, will be back on Wednesday. I want to thank our guests. We had Celia and Lane, cast members from the production Under Milkwood. And that comes your way this weekend. As a matter of fact, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with 7 o'clock productions each night and a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. And you can get more information on the play. It's written by Dylan Thomas and directed by Parker Anderson. All you have to do is go online to pca-az.net, and you can take a look at many of their other productions that they have going on, some of which you do have to order tickets for. They've got the Thanksgiving sing-along concert coming up on Saturday, November the 25th. We have a 1940s radio Christmas carol, a musical. So check that out. They have an interesting take on the Dickens Christmas Carol set in Newark, New Jersey. How about that? Charles Brown Christmas, of course, written by Charles Schulz. The Charlie Brown Christmas begins on November 30th and runs through the 16th. So once again, go online and check the schedule of all the great performances they have. Don't forget, they have an art gallery there, as well as a thrift shop and holiday markets through the month of December, and those on Friday. So check it out, pca-az.net. And we also want to thank Brigham Curran from the Granite Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center for coming in to join us here today. You can find out more about your local highly skilled health and rehabilitation residential facility online at GraniteCreekRehab.com. And we thank the administrator, Brigham Curran, for coming in and talking with us here today. Let's see what we have tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Tom Augustino about Ronnie Cox, who's coming to perform a concert at the Elks. We'll talk about other folk sessions and Highland Center happenings. And we are also going to be talking with Stephanie Smith and Ian Zach of Scholastic Magazines. So join me here tomorrow on KQ&A beginning at 3 o'clock for another edition of Q&A with DJ Phone, guest hosted today by me. So thanks for tuning in. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Up next, Talk of the Town.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.